Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Good morning. Let's go, baby. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, Luke Sloan on the updates. John, bullied them in Baltimore.
They did it, and it was absolutely beautiful from start to finish. It was, I mean, going into halftime, it was the great game that we all wanted. And then in the second half, there were answers for everything, and the Lions did what no one thought they could do. Go to Baltimore, prime time, and beat Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. No one thought that they could do it. No one thought what you heard Dan Campbell say there, to be able to corral Henry and corral Lamar Jackson. Was it 7 sacks? Like, that is unheard of in Baltimore. If that happened at home, you'd be like, oh, okay, well, it's great. Yeah, you know, it's crowd noise. No, that was there. And all of the issues with the offensive line that, oh, hey, you can't go on the road. It's communication issues. 98 and a half yards. Absolutely beautiful.
The second quarter, you get the 11-minute drive. Holy grit. Down the field from their 2 to the end zone. And you also get the Stonewall stand at the goal line.
I hope my voice was in your head last night, because it's all
no more than usual.
What do I always say when somebody gets hurt, or when you get the ball at the 2 or whatever? It just creates opportunity. It creates opportunity for 98 yards of offense. It creates opportunity for guards to be able to make a statement, for the Lions to be able to make a statement. The coordinators, I thought that was absolutely perfect for both of those guys. Hey, Calvin Shepard, you never called a defense before. You can't possibly be the right hire. Oh, they're promoting from within. They don't get Dennis Allen. They don't get a coordinator that's won a Super Bowl or coached at a Super Bowl or was a former head coach. And then all of a sudden, one of the toughest challenges that you're going to have with Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, he aces it. And offensive coordinator John Morton, well, we are just, you know, are we more like the Green Bay game, or are we more like Chicago? Well, we don't see the creativity. Well, did you see the creativity yesterday? There wasn't a whole lot of razzle-dazzle, but what they did, they executed to a T.
3 fourth down conversions, including on the first drive of the game with the ball as a tone setter, including 4th and 1 in the red zone where you can't settle for field goals, including on one of the last 2 drives of the game to ice it. Jared Goff, not a little safe throw, but dropping it in the bucket to Amon-Ra St. Brown. Like,
how accurate was he yesterday?
He had some big throws in the game. It's one of those, hey, if you look at the box score, you see he threw for like 202 yards. No, the throws this guy was making accurately down the field, challenging, got to have it spots, reliably on the road in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
And we stress that in Baltimore, you bullied Baltimore in Baltimore. 200 rushing yards, no sacks, multiple 95-yard drives. Goal line stand against Lamar.
Yeah, I mean...
John, I mean...
Red zone. 4 of 5 attempts in the red zone, they come away with points. That is, when you're playing against good teams and you have opportunities to put points on the board, you can't miss. You can't swing and then come up empty. They did everything right last night. And yeah, okay, 8 penalties, not great. And some of those penalties took away big plays. But you win time of possession. And what did I say yesterday? If you can keep that offense off the field, like, it doesn't have to be complicated. If they're not on the field, they can't score. 98 yards, 10 and a half minutes. And I know Baltimore comes back and they go right down the field and they score. But it does wear away at their rhythm throughout the course of the game.
Open lines. Ticket text flooding in. I'm on 3-4 hours of sleep, and I feel like I got 8. I'm in a great mood today. I think Lions fans have a ton to celebrate after last night. In terms of Dan Campbell's regular season games, this was arguably their best. Now, I'd probably put Minnesota ahead because it locked up a division title and a 15-win season. But this was impressive at basically every level of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Ticket text, 248-539-9797. When the Lions tell you a game's personal, it means they're going to kick your ass. 2 years ago, what happened in Baltimore, a lot of these guys were there. A lot of them remembered.
Oh, sure.
Text. Guys, can we take a moment and appreciate Dan Campbell? That was his culture yesterday. We punched them in the face. Yeah, like, it's no doubt at the end of that game, 4th down, 3 yards, midfield. Well, you could pin him inside the 10 if Jack Fox can keep his ass on the bench. We're winning the game right now. Vintage Dan Campbell ball. Oh, and no. A lot of talk about replacing Ben Johnson. Ben who? You know, some of that's a nod to Morton, and some of that's an acknowledgement that this was Dan Campbell's offense all along. For anybody that doubted that, you've already highlighted Shepard. That's a tough situation. Baltimore, that two-headed monster. Lamar, after the game, his head's spinning. Like, what did they do? Well, they were spying some, and they dropped some, and they brought some, and they had 3 safeties at times. Lamar was flummoxed in the second half.
Well, and you saw the frustration continue to build. Like, I don't think Baltimore, I don't think they thought at all that this was a possibility. You saw the frustration on Lamar's face. Certainly, you saw it on Derrick Henry when he went to the sideline after the fumble. That's the other thing, is if you're going to win big games like this, you got to capitalize in the red zone, and you can't turn the ball over. What was one of the biggest deciding factors of putting that game away? It is the fumble.
Aiden.
It is, I mean, you turn the ball over and you give a potent offense. And both of those offenses can strike quickly. They can be very dominant. And you don't give Lamar Jackson or Derrick Henry or that team momentum. You don't cut your drives short. You can punt every drive. Every time you possess the ball, it should end in a kick. Hopefully it's an extra point.
Yeah.
But if it's not an extra point, it's a field goal. If it's not a field goal, it's a punt. You don't give them extra opportunities. And that fumble, turnover battle, how many times do we say it? I go back to, it doesn't have to be complicated. You win the time of possession. You win the turnover battle. You win the battle at the line of scrimmage. And they did on both sides of the ball. You're going to win the game.
It was shot for shot, right? 7-7-7-7. It's 21 all, and someone's got to give. Lions felt unrelenting.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't going to give. And I know they had the one driver. They dropped a couple interceptions. It felt like, God, you got to get the ball. The fumble at the end of the game is pivotal. Ticket text, 248-539-9797. The drives by Baltimore looked easy in the first half. Then you could see the adjustments. Shep was fantastic in this game, his finest hour.
So I know, let's go back and do some, you know, revisionist discussions.
Yeah.
Because, and Dan brought this up after the Green Bay game. I asked him, you know, about the defense, and or maybe you did. I don't know. One of us did. But it was, you know, the adjustments that they made in the second half.
Mm.
And it was, again, the adjustments that they made in the second half against, third quarter against Chicago. Like, this is where I think we're starting to see an identity for Calvin Shepard. his ability to shift on the fly, whether it's second half adjustments, second quarter adjustments, that's one of the things that might become. Now, it's only three games, right? I'm not going to crown him anything yet, but his ability to adjust on the fly has so far has been special.
We're getting a lot of this ticket text. Can we stop talking about trading for a pass rusher? I guess we are good.
How many sacks did Al-Quadin have?
Two.
Two and a half.
Yeah, and they had seven as a team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe they are good. Maybe the football guys know what they're talking about.
If there was ever a test, the greatest would be against Lamar.
Yeah, I mean,
the mobilest of all mobile quarterbacks.
And you get to him seven times?
Man, is this going to be fun today, guys.
Mm.
We got the open lines celebrating today. Makes week one a distant memory. They bullied Baltimore in Baltimore. Back-to-back weeks, the offensive line has hummed, and the offense has hummed. 200 rushing yards, no sacks, back-to-back weeks. Two 95-plus yard drives on the road against one of the best in the NFL. And John, might be Dan Campbell's best regular season win. I think last year, Minnesota, where you clinched division, would probably be number one. But you could argue this if you wanted. Like, this was as dominant a performance. They sacked Lamar seven times. They matched them score for score. They were unrelenting. They would not yield. And they broke them open.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'd go back to kind of the game that felt like it really started it all. And I'm not even going back to the Green Bay game where you sent Aaron Rodgers on his way. It's the Kansas City game in Kansas City at Arrowhead.
Tougher place to play reigning Super Bowl champs.
Yeah. And it just, we know what happened that year, right? They go to the NFC Championship game and they don't get it. And we thought, okay, boy, window is open. And I think last night was a statement that, you know, window here is certainly not closed.
Think about this. We had questions. The Lions have answers. How do you replace Ben Johnson? How do you replace Aaron Glenn? How do you replace Frank Ragnow? We have questions. How are you going to get to the quarterback? We have questions. The Detroit Lions just gave you emphatic answers across the board. Check, check, check. Some ticket text. Dan Campbell rolling into the studio with his balls hanging to the wheelbarrow saying, "We're good right now." Signed, Chad.
Yeah. Quickly, guys, we got callers and texts here. I the word for the day is affirmation. I feel like what I watched last night was the first 2.5 quarters of the Dallas game last year, only they were doing it against the Baltimore Ravens in their house. I haven't seen...
Was there somebody's birthday yesterday? Like, I mean, was it Lamar's birthday? Was it Derrick Henry's birthday? Maybe John Harbaugh? Like, we usually do put these performances up on somebody's birthday.
Well, the Lions make it personal, and they remember 2 years ago. And 2 years ago, it was Brian Branch's birthday when they lost 38-6.
I don't think I've seen a team very much since John Harbaugh's been the coach of the Ravens, and that's been a long time now, do that in their place. I know Philly did it last year in a different way defensively, but they bullied them.
This was a beatdown.
I'd have to double check. I swear I saw this is the first time Baltimore's given up 200 yards since 2012. And it snapped like a 56-7 game streak with a sack.
Yeah.
Detroit was able to erase that front.
It was just a complete butt kicking in some ways. I mean, they erased any doubts, right? That they're one of the best teams in the league.
Yeah. And you look at, I mean, if you're going to go full, you know, stat nerd on this, 50% on third downs. That's always the goal. You go into a game and you say, we need to be at least 50%. Well, they were 50%. We know Dan Campbell's going to go for it on fourth down. They were 3 for 3 converting on fourth down. The rushing attack, 224 yards. If you put up that number against almost anyone, you're going to win the game because you win time of possession. You win all the little battles that matter in winning the war.
Brandon, Toledo, good morning, 97.1.
How you guys doing today?
Good morning.
Great.
Pretty damn good.
For me, you don't normally see that type of thing against Baltimore in Baltimore. I heard a stat after the game. I don't know what it was. I think it was Costa had pointed it out to it. I think it was they haven't given them any yards or rushing touchdowns since 2001. But my point that I wanted to get to, last night was all about Calvin Shepard. In a couple of years, he could be up for a head coaching job, and this could be the starting point. I haven't seen Lamar Jackson look confused. Like, what is normally second nature to him, which is no reads there, go and take off. He didn't know when to take off and run.
He was hesitant.
There was a couple of times where his indecisiveness cost them and gave up 3 or 4 sacks, which you can point to great coverage. But he started getting in his own head to where there was a couple plays where I felt like if he just runs, they could make a play. But he didn't know what to do. I've never seen that with Lamar Jackson since really his first year when he was learning how to develop as a quarterback. Calvin yep. Shepard put on a clinic last night. And I'm telling you, if in a couple years when we're talking a potential guy who could be a head coach, this could be that launching point game that they look at the resume where it's like spotlight game. Detroit needed to have a good defensive performance. This was it. I'm doubt it.
Very impressed. It's obviously early in his tenure as a DC. We got to talk to him at camp a couple years ago, and we were wowed by the person, not only like, you know, the coach, the person. Then you put that coaching tape out there.
Yeah, I mean, that's way down the road, right? And it takes a little bit longer for defensive guys to be able to get there. That's why it took, that's why there was always this buzz about Ben Johnson, and then all of a sudden, hey, there's a little behind-the-scenes buzz about Aaron Glenn, and obviously he ends up getting his job with the Jets. But yeah, they made regular season Lamar look like postseason Lamar.
The stat I was referencing, Justin Rogers had it. Ravens have given up 200 yards rushing in just 9 times in their franchise history. Detroit's 224 is the most allowed in regulation since October of 2012. Statement made.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.